The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul.
Yes, it does.
It really does settle in your soul.
And today, we're not just the soul of Jefferson, we are the soul of Trump. We're all doing the Trump
dance. Yeah!
Amen.
Yeah. By the way, Janet danced a little bit. She does have rhythm.
When? I got rhythm.
Yeah.
And she can sing.
When we don't ever want to see dance. Actually, he thinks he has rhythm, and he doesn't have rhythm. So Janet is going to teach him rhythm.
Some things cannot be taught.
Some things cannot. You either got it or you don't.
Yeah, that's true.
Good morning, everybody. Terry Raposa, Janet Chandler, the Mama Jefferson and the First Lady of Jefferson. How are you, my dear?
I am good this morning. I am so excited about tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, man. Isn't that going to be great?
Yes.
And Wynn Carpenter.
Yes.
Who's here in the flesh.
Yeah.
He is, and he's excited. Life is good again.
Life is always good.
And life's even better now because of tomorrow, tomorrow.
I love you, tomorrow.
It's only a day.
Away.
Yes. Broadcasting live from KCNR Studios in downtown Reading. 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better, 1460 AM. We are your talk radio, and we are streaming live worldwide at KCNR1460.com, KCNR1460.com, and we archive forever.
And ever.
And ever.
Amen.
And it's a good thing, too, because those of us who are out of radio range like to go back and get it on our computers.
There you go.
Exactly. And talking about computers, Nobody needs to follow what Al is doing.
I don't trust Al.
I don't trust Al either.
Yeah. If Al says it, it may not be true. Al.
That's right. If you guys trust Al, you know, hey, I'll tell you.
Al's a sneaky son of a guy.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
I've seen things from Al that I won't go with it at all.
Yeah.
Okay. Al is off my list.
So do your research, find out who Al is.
Yes.
And we'll tell you at the end of the program. We are here today with a couple of announcements. First of all, there is a fundraiser. The fundraiser is for Mountaintop Media. Support media that is conservative and gets the truth out. There's a fundraising dinner and a live auction and raffle on Saturday, February 15th at the Anderson VFW. That's 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Lots of parking. Doors open at 4, dinners at 6. Lots of fun things will be auctioned off. If you'd like to come and support journalism, support programs like Sovereign Minds, Mountaintop Media, We the Parents, Jefferson State of Mind, the podcast.
Patriotism in general.
Yeah, patriotism in general. If you are wanting to do that and help us stay on the air with these great programs and this great information, then we'd love you to come to our fundraiser. It's $40 a ticket. Tables of 8 are only $300. Dinners included. There will be an open bar that you pay for.
Yep, no host bar.
No
yep.
host.
Yep.
Yeah. I always wonder why it's no. There is a host. I mean, the host always wants tips, too. But anyway, you can get your tickets either by calling 530-638-4150, 530-638-4150, or you can go to Northern Roots or Jones Fort. Tickets are available. Anyway, so.
That's really cool. You're going to learn how to survive a TikTok ban.
Yeah. We don't worry about TikTok.
We don't worry about anything like that.
The clock is
right,
ticking and
but
talking.
But the youth that you're trying to reach They're going to learn how to survive a TikTok ban.
They will. Go.
That's why Mama Jefferson laughed at the joke. Thank you.
There you go. Well, she's the only one that got it.
Yeah.
You know, Terry and I are too deep in the weeds.
You get old enough, you just circle around.
I'm still looking for Al.
We're just going to circle back. We haven't heard that for a while, have we?
Oh, we don't want to say that. Yes, anyway, so we're gonna have a little chat today about, first of all, I want to mention Martin Luther King Day. We're all wanting to celebrate that, what a great man he was. And also on Monday, a thing that may happen only once in our lifetime, that is the inauguration of a president who wants to make America great again. And I'm pretty excited about that. I mean, I think we might even have pancakes in the morning. You know,
there you go.
Yeah, it beats Trix and party mix.
I might even get up in the morning in time to watch.
Oh man,
up before nine, right?
Yeah, right.
Somebody pick me up off the floor.
Yeah.
We'd like to talk a little bit about an initiative that we are putting forward and what that really is. And Janet is going to sort of lead us in this conversation. A lot of people have a misunderstanding about a state split initiative, and so Janet, we're going to clear that up today. You have the floor, my dear.
Okay, before we get to that, I do want to circle back to the inauguration. It is so important to this country that three people from Bernie, California, have gone back to Washington, D.C., braving the cold, frigid weather, braving the crowds, to see the inauguration. Now, I know it's a bit disappointing because the inauguration is not going to be outside as it usually is, but they're still back there spending thousands of dollars for hotel rooms.
Yeah.
It is that important to them. And as they said, it is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Absolutely.
And they will never have this chance again, probably. But that's what this inauguration means to our country.
It does.
Absolutely. We worked so hard, we sweated so much over how it was all going to turn out. Fight won, but the struggle goes on. California is in tatters. It is ruined. How do you recover from the mismanagement of California?
You don't.
We have a good president, but he can't cure California.
No.
And it doesn't seem to me that anybody else in California administration is interested in curing, healing, putting back together one of the greatest states of this union.
Well, we will have a good president. The president we still have in office, not so good.
I kind of go
just
along.
Just want to correct that one because we're 24 hours away from that. I just want to make sure that we're on the same page.
I kind of go along with the idea that from the day Trump was elected, he became president by default. Because nobody else was in charge.
Nobody was doing the job.
Other than Obama in the basement talking into the ears of Biden. So what do we do with California? Well, we've tried. We tried begging. We tried pleading. We tried getting signatures. We tried talking to our legislators. And since the time Jefferson started until now, the situation in California has actually gotten worse as far as representation goes because we have fewer Republican assembly people and senators now than we had when we began.
Right.
So we're going downhill. We're going backwards. It isn't getting better.
And not all the Republicans represent us either. That's the problem. Some of them are sold out.
Well, they want to reach across the aisle.
Yeah, sorry.
And that's compromise. And as far as I'm concerned, you cannot compromise between right and wrong.
Right.
And my standard example of a compromise, if side A wants to build a bridge across the river and side B does not want to build a bridge across the river, how do you compromise? What do? Build a bridge halfway across the river? Is that the compromise? No, you don't compromise on some things. And in California, we can no longer compromise. And I'm sure that the people who have suffered from the fires are not interested in compromise. And their problems have just begun.
Mm-hmm. And they've been compromised.
They've been compromised.
And they're learning on a grander scale what we in the North State have been going through for years.
Yes.
I mean, 2018, perfect case in point, when half of Reading, well, not half, but a good portion of Reading burned when the homes were lost here. You think of the number of homes that were lost here on our scale compared to what was done down there, it was probably greater, but it was just such a small number compared to down there. it doesn't get the media.
And who cares what happens in Northern California anyway?
Right. It's only where the water comes from.
Yeah. They have no clue what we are up here. I was really laughing when Governor Newsom came up to Redding to do what?
Right.
He didn't tell anybody he was coming. Who did he see? Who did he talk to? Why was he here announcing some big jobs thing? He probably didn't even know how to get to Redding without his driver.
Right.
And it cracks me up every time I see that man appearing in public with his little black jacket on with the California grizzly bear on it. How pretentious.
Right.
He's trying to be a person of the people. No, you just look ridiculous.
Right. Especially when things are staged so well. When he was signing some document, they had to physically bring in the picnic table that he sat at.
Right.
You know, it was, I mean, what the heck? Sign it on the tailgate of a pickup or the hood of a pickup.
Or on someone's back.
Or somebody's back.
Come on.
There you go.
Yeah. So we have tried everything. We've tried going to court. The courts don't listen to us. The courts don't do anything. We found that out in 2020 when the courts would not hear any of the election results.
They're corrupt.
Yeah. They don't want to do anything that's controversial. Well, that's what they're being paid for, but they don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have beat our head against the wall. We have spent lots of money. We've spent man hours, time, effort, energy. We're now up to the point where we are learning from other people's mistakes, and we are going to try an initiative that will go on the ballot. And this is an initiative that will actually change the California Constitution.
Right. It's an amendment.
An amendment.
Explain in a short version real quick what an initiative does and what it is for the people that may not understand.
An initiative can either pass legislation circumventing the legislature, or it can actually amend the Constitution. Okay. And California's Constitution has so many amendments already, one more isn't going to make any difference.
Yeah, 573.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So our idea is that we come up with an idea for a state split, and we make it a constitutional amendment, so it is chiseled in stone as much as you can in California.
Mm-hmm.
And it will require the state legislature to perform their duty and approve a state split, because it will be in the Constitution that they must do it.
So what happens if they ignore it, don't do it, don't show up for the vote? What happens then?
Whatever happens.
You know, I only ask because that's how they're going to do it. They're going to spin it any way they can to not participate, not have their fingers on it, no fingerprints.
Well,
at that point, then, you could take it to court
and say
they are refusing to do their constitutionally mandated duty.
There you go.
The initiative passes. And I'm going to take, there's 5 points that Mark Baird and yourself wrote. And I want to just take those apart real quick. And then, Jen, I'd like you to comment on them. The people of California are denied liberty guaranteed to them by our founding documents through a system that denies adequate representation due to an unsustainable ratio of a small number of elected legislators to a large population. Now, in California, as Janet alluded to, in our assembly we have 80, in our state assembly, in our Senate we have 40. Now, in the assembly, 63 are Democrats, 17 are Republicans, and 4 of those Republicans vote with the Democrats. So it's really 67 to 13. In the Senate, we have 33 Democrats and 7 Republicans. So that's out of whack for one thing. The other thing is that these 80 people in the assembly represent 40 million. The 40 senators represent 40 million. Which is a ratio of one senator for every million, and one assembly person for every 500,000. In the 2020 census in New Hampshire, to give you an idea, and that's what we're going to be getting to, is a smaller state, more representation where government's closer to you. In New Hampshire, they have 400 people in their assembly. Now, they call their assembly the State House of Representatives, but for sake of explanation, we're going to call it assembly. They have 400 assembly people in New Hampshire. They have 3.2 million people, which means every 3,000 250 people
have a representative.
Huh. Okay, and that isn't voters, that's people. So we're looking for a ratio like that. So that's what we mean by an unsustainable ratio, because we don't have a ratio that I think the norm should be, or at least close to the norm, that New Hampshire has. So, Janet, I'd like you to comment on that.
Even federal judge Kimberly Mueller, when we took our case to court, said, you're right. 40 representatives for one million people for each representative and 500,000 on the other. That is not representation. She said, you're absolutely correct. No question about it. But everybody suffers equally under that lack of representation, so she wouldn't do anything about it.
Well, and she changed her opinion in the very beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the other thing. You get kicked in the chin when she backpedaled on what she did and then strung it out for another couple of years, forcing us to spend $750,000 to get nothing out of it.
Justice delayed is justice denied, and we have been denied justice from the lack of a timely manner.
And that's engraved in stone at that federal courthouse.
Right.
That courthouse that she oversees.
Well, yeah. It's kind of hard to miss it, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
The other reason for an initiative, and I'm going to read number two and have you comment on that. The California Constitution in Article 2, Section 1 states, all political power is inherent in the people. That's us. Government is instituted for their protection and security and benefit. They have the right to alter or reform, meaning us, when the public good may require, which leads to number three. The California Constitution in Article 2, Section 8A states, the initiative is the power of the electors, us, to propose statutes and amendments, which makes this initiative 1,000,000,000% legal, to the Constitution and to adopt or reject them. So, and then, finally, in the California Constitution, Article 28, Section 3, it states, the electors may amend the Constitution by initiative. I think it's so important that, Janet, that you drive home that position of us creating an amendment. We're not actually creating, we're creating an amendment for the means that if we want a state split, they gotta listen.
That's true. And it's going back to numbers, number two, excuse me. It has been interesting to me when the people in the South now with this fire are complaining, and they keep saying that the role of government is to keep us safe, and they haven't done that. My apologies. Is that really the role of government?
No.
Is it to keep you safe?
No.
No, it's not. The role of government, without any debate, is to protect your rights.
Right.
And you have the right to life and liberty and property. It's up to you to keep yourself safe by electing those people who will do their jobs to protect your life and your property.
And your rights that you can execute when you need to.
But it's your responsibility.
That's
correct. We keep forgetting that with these rights go responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
No one can keep you safe. We have talked all the time about the fact that in California and most states, police officers are not required to protect you.
That's right.
They can't. But they are required to come and help you after you have had your rights violated.
Mm-hmm.
So what we are trying to do with this amendment to the Constitution is make sure that your rights are protected. And we have the right, according to the California Constitution, to amend the Constitution, to do what is necessary to protect our rights to life and liberty and property. So that's what we are doing with this amendment. It is totally legal. We've always been criticized in the past. Well, if you want to separate a state, that isn't legal. You can't do that. Well, yes, you can. The Declaration of Independence, which is truly our founding document, says that we have the ability, the right to do that.
And we would be the fifth state split to occur after this, once this happens.
it's been done before.
It has, and, four other times, for different reasons.
Right, and Article 18, Section 3 of the California Constitution specifically says, I mean, do we have the right to do this? We absolutely do.
We do.
Article 18, Section 3 specifically states that the electorate has the right, through initiative, to amend the Constitution.
Yes.
And then again, it says in Article 28, Section 3, the electors may amend the Constitution by initiative. It's given in two places in the California Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at that, we definitely have the right to do this. But I think the understanding is what we're making an amendment so that we have, you know, it's kind of funny that we're trying to make an amendment that's already covered in Article 4, Section 3 of the United States Constitution.
Exactly.
When the California Constitution says that we have to, that the state of California has to adhere to the Constitution.
Because it's the supreme law of the land.
It's the supreme law of the land. It's called the Supremacy Clause.
The Supremacy Clause, yes.
Good grief. I mean, it's like parental rights, right?
Yeah. How many times do we have to declare that we are working within lawful documents?
Right. The founding documents.
Well, this, I think, with this loophole, or not the loophole, but with this explanation that you've given, and you and Mark have put together by the research you've done with the California Constitution, which is backing up the United States Constitution, Article 4, Section 3, gives us the right to have that as an amendment as to, hey, we believe in these counties we need to split, these counties we need to split, we believe that, and now we would have the right to do it,
mm-hmm.
because we will have an amendment saying that the legislative body has to adhere to our wishes, and that's something I'd like you to explain.
Okay, there are actually two parts to our initiative. The first one is declaring our right and our legal force to do it. We have all of these sites
right.
where we say, here is our authority.
Right.
And then we say that because of our authority, the state legislature, by this amendment, will be required to do what we are asking them
Amen.
To do.
Great job. Yes.
So what are we asking them to do? We envision, and this is not set in stone, this can be changed, but at this point, we envision a four-way state split.
There you go.
Can you go through, though, what the initiative is actually going to say? You've got there where it talks about what we propose. California legislature shall pass and enact the proposed state split legislation as outlined in the initiative. Can you kind of explain those four things so people, I really want to drive this thing home, that this is an amendment to give us, we already have the right to do it, but there isn't a shadow of a doubt that we can't. So while you're thinking about that, let's go off to our break now. So we don't have to break when she's in the process in the middle of thought. So if you have a comment or a question, 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567, and time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Yeah. Amen.
Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Ready Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Pasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Are you wishing for some cold hard cash this winter? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $80,000 Winter Wishes Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily in any promotional kiosk to win drawing entries or other amazing prizes. Don't miss weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for our final drawings on January 30th and February 27th for a chance to win up to $5,000 cash. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The sun is rising on this brand new year. We'll all be cheering. We're finally here. Hurry up. January 20th, 2025. Thank God our country's got a second chance to survive. No more wars. We're bringing them back. With America first, we'll be back on track. Price of food and gas dropping. We're feeling the thrill. I hear the anthem ringing, drill, baby, drill. Inauguration Day, with Old Glory on display. The dream team's here, it's time to play. Hope on the horizon, the state ain't too deep. With Elon catching rockets, even in his sleep.
Okay.
Junior. The voice of reason, fighting corruption, no matter the season. Vibe's got charisma, his speeches inspire. Now it's Doe's turn to say, you're fired. Rosie's got compassion and a steel-eyed glare. When she's in charge of intelligence, y'all better beware. No more fake news, it's finally a bust. Joe Rogan and Tucker are the boys we can trust.
And Mountaintop Media.
That's an Emmy Award winner
it
right
is.
There.
Thank you, Sally Lou.
Everybody needs to capture that one and play it tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Hey, we're doing pancakes and orange juice.
Mimosas?
Yeah. No, probably not mimosas. Too old for that. I'd be asleep by 10 o'clock. We are back here at Jefferson State of Mind, M-I-N-E,
mine.
And if you have a question or a comment, 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567. So we're now, we've been talking about the initiative that we are proposing for a state split that creates a constitutional amendment to the state of California. Janet, we were talking about what exactly that thing is going to say, and you've got some ideas here on what you think it's going to say in a nutshell. Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, we will give the proposed state split, and we'll get to that in a couple minutes. That's the first thing on the initiative. The second requires that the California governor, the second thing is that the state legislature will pass and enact the proposed state split legislation once it has passed, that because it will be in the Constitution that they have to pass the legislation. And then it requires that the California governor will sign it into law.
Is there a timeline on that?
Whatever the timeline is for the state to pass their legislation, I don't.
So in that, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Then the legislation that they pass will conform to the United States Constitution, Article 4, Section 3. So we're pinning them down. Mm-hmm. Here is our proposed initiative. Here's what the state legislature must do. Here's what the governor must do. And it will become state constitution authority.
So they can't weasel their way out of this, can they?
Right.
Okay.
And there is a hiccup. It does have to go to the federal legislators for approval. But if, well, Article 4, Section 3.
Oh, yeah, eventually. Yeah. But you've got to get it through the initiative first. The state first.
And then if you take all of this that is done by the state and present it to the federal government and say, here it is, they're leaving, they're splitting up, it's especially if we get it done within the next 2 years, it's pretty assured that it will be approved.
Okay, so then who takes it to the federal government? Who's mandated to do that? Is that our legislature, or is it the people that – the good people that are putting this together to do that?
I don't know. You have a good question. I cannot answer this.
I think part that there is one answer. Mm-hmm. We have had a congressman who has said that they would take this. Okay.
Yes.
Now, once it becomes part of the Constitution of California, basically, give it, I hate to use the word, but help me, Janet, with this. I'm probably using the wrong word. The legislative body and the governor can't deny us if we want to propose state split. They would have to pass it.
Well, it would be a fait accompli at the state level.
And right.
It would be ridiculous of the feds to say, no, we're not
going
to
do it. No, you're not
going to
do it. That's
because,
what, yeah.
Yeah, because then in California, we could act autonomously, except we wouldn't be a state recognized by the federal government. But why would they not at that point?
Now, I was talking to somebody the other day about it looks like Cal Exit has kind of raised its head again. And for you folks that don't remember that, Cal Exit is basically Newsom and the gang wanting to leave California and become their own country.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I read the initiative on that, and I have it. I have copies of it. You have copies when, Janet, you probably have them back in your archives when it first happened. What they want to do is get rid of Article 3, Section 1 of the California Constitution, which says that the state of California recognizes the Constitution of the United States of America as the supreme law of the land and as an inseparable part of that. Well, if they get rid of that part by amendment,
then they can separate.
Then they think they can leave. Now,
they can secede. That is a secession.
That is secession.
That is secession.
Exactly
when you leave the state leaves the country, that is secession.
But then we just become West Virginia and say, no, we're not going to stay with a seceding state.
And since that's a question I've got all week, when you hit the nail on the head, that's secession. Now, here's something else. That doesn't mean that the land and the cars and the trucks and the people and the pigs and the cows are going to be scooped up and taken off somewhere. It means our legislative body is no longer representing us in the union we call the United States of America.
That's correct.
Since they no longer represent us, it doesn't mean, but we the people are here. If we want to say, well, we don't care what they say, we want to stay with the United States of America, so therefore our position is to create a new state.
Correct.
The other question I would ask the people from CalExit, and maybe you guys know some of them out there, if you guys get your own country, are you going to have nuclear weapons? Are you going to have nukes on your border? Are you going to have nukes on the border of California, or are we just going to have flowers and vapes and all those good things, maybe fentanyl, you know?
Well, I'm sure they will have no AR-15s because they're so dangerous.
Well, we will have toll gates.
That's
so when you're coming up by private and you hit the southern border, guess what? If you're not a northern state citizen, then you're going to pay a toll.
Oh, you have to have a visa.
Oh, you have to have a visa to come into our
country. Show us your passport and a visa.
Yeah, and I have a feeling we would probably have a pretty good border wall.
Another question I get asked is, well, Tim Draper did that for California's initiative.
Right.
He was trying to get that on, and it qualified for the ballot. They collected enough signatures.
Right.
But it went to court, and the courts allowed California not to put it on the ballot. And what it really came down to was, okay, great, you've got this separation, but so what? What do you do with it? There was no mandated authority within Tim Draper's initiative.
So he didn't have the language that you guys
have. Yeah, he didn't require the state to do anything.
Right.
He didn't say, legislature, you have to pass legislation. He didn't say, governor, you have to sign it. It was not part of the Constitution. It was not an amendment. So the courts just said, well, it's not going to go anywhere, so why bother to put it on the ballot?
He paid a boatload of money to attorneys to create that document, and they failed him miserably.
Yes. I want to come back to that in a minute, but we have a caller on the line. Okay. Jimmy, what say you, sir?
Hello, folks.
Hey Jimmy.
Good. Hey, how you guys doing, man?
What happened to your Vikings, man?
Oh, gosh. That was if they lost, I would have hoped they would have not lost so badly.
Hey, they had a good year. They had a good year.
Hey, yeah, they did. So me and my wife are glad to hear you guys are gearing up for another push to get this remedy, our state split situation. I'd like to know, are you guys doing this because Trump is in power and now even the liberal people are seeing how much this state is in disarray?
Well, I think the thing is that we have a Congress that probably would be leaning toward understanding the plight we have in California. And I think that for about a year and a half, I spent time many weekends going into Southern California. And A lot of the people down there do feel the same way we do. I mean, there are patriots down there. And the thing is that, you know, we know the voter rolls are corrupt. We know all that sort of stuff. We know that everything's rigged. But by the same token, there's a lot of people that really have that liberal mindset. I mean, and you know that, Jimmy, because you travel. So.
Yes, and I've been listening to some of the man on the street, reporters that go out there and ask, you know, people on the street what they think. And, one of the guys was in L.A., pretty much right on the front lines, talking to even the liberal, blue, left-leaning people, and they're tired of it, too, the mismanagement and the horrible management of this state, and they're starting to see that now. So I'm going to keep it short. I'm going to get off the phone here. So if you could tell me or the people listening, and I don't know if you want to divulge what you're going to do or how you're going to approach this. What are you going to do different than we did last time? I'll take my answer.
No. You can stay with us, brother. Yeah. You can stay with us.
Okay.
And it's time to actually get to that part of it.
Yeah.
We envision four states, and we are separating them out both geographically and politically. Because there are some people in the past, I mean, when we started this, they still liked California. I'm not so sure they do still. The first geographical political separation would be North State. Call it Jefferson, call it Northern California, whatever. And that would include Del Norte, Siskiyou, Modoc, Trinity, Shasta, Lassen, Tehama, Plumas, Glen, Butte, Sierra, Colusa, Sutter, Yuba, Nevada, Placer, El Dorado, Amador, Calaveras, and Alpine counties.
Right. So basically the same demographic as last time.
Yeah.
Similar.
And
then there would be coastal California. Humboldt, okay. Mendocino, Lake, Sonoma, Napa, Marin, Solano, Contra Costa, Alameda, San Francisco, San Mateo, Santa Clara, Santa Cruz, San Benito, Monterey, San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, Ventura, and Los Angeles. And those are all of the counties that think politically. And they are contiguous. It does. They look like the country of Chile. They just follow the coastline down, but they
right,
do
so
have
no
something
break.
In common.
Right.
Yes, they are contiguous. Then there would be Central California: Stanislaus, Sacramento, Tuolumne, Merced, Mariposa, Madera, Fresno, Tulare, Mono, Kings, Inyo, Kern, San Joaquin, and Yolo. And again, they're agricultural in general. They have something in common. They are politically and geographically aligned. Then Eastern California, San Bernardino, Orange, Riverside, San Diego, and Imperial. So we're dividing them into four sections.
Four states, if you will. And right. The other thing we're doing different is we're not going to court. See, the last time we were going to court, trying to use court to get representation increased for the whole state of California, basically.
Yeah, and they've let us dry.
And so this is different because what we're doing is proposing an amendment to the Constitution. Now, people are either going to say, yeah, they want it, or no, they don't. I'm not, myself, as I look at this and go through this process, you know, maybe you're in a county that was named off in a certain area, and you don't want to be there. Well, part of it is you're contiguous. You know, and the thing is, once the amendment is passed, where they're going to have to agree to this, once that amendment is passed, because we want to change, maybe a little bit of shuffling could be done. I don't know.
Yeah.
You can shuffle. Okay, so.
It's in there. How it works.
That's the point I want to get to.
The entire state will be voting, but you will be voting within your separated entity. So if you get a yes vote from the majority of the people in the majority of the counties in your particular section, then you will become a state. If a majority of the people in a majority of the counties vote no, then you will not separate from California. And that leaves it up to the individual sections to determine their political fate.
Well,
so our North state could separate even if the other three choose not to.
Exactly.
That's right. And
that's very important for people to understand.
That's
I love
a million
that.
Percent.
That's yeah. I love that.
Say it again.
A yes vote from a majority of the people within a majority of the counties within your entity determines whether or not you will separate. And subsequently, if a particular county said, well, yeah, the majority of the other counties voted yes, but we don't want to be part of it, then they could join with another state entity. As long as they're contiguous. So let me give you an example.
Right. I was going to ask you, as long as they're contiguous.
Contiguous, yeah. Let me give you an example. Let's take Eastern California because it has the fewest counties. If San Bernardino.
Like Lassen.
No, Eastern California is in the south.
Oh.
That we're not talking about north. We're talking about East California. So that would be San Bernardino, Orange, Riverside, San Diego, and Imperial. Mm-hmm. So in Eastern California entity, if San Bernardino, Orange, and Riverside, a majority of the people in those three counties, which would be a majority of the counties, if they vote to separate, then Eastern California becomes its own state. It may be San Diego and Imperial do not want to separate. Well, then they could join Coastal California. Mm-hmm. As long as Imperial and San Diego both do it, because Imperial would be contiguous to San Diego, and San Diego would be contiguous to Coastal.
Okay, so let me interject here.
Sure.
So if we have this vote, just say in the Jefferson counties, Northern California, if one of the counties do not vote to go with the state split, How are we going to say one of the counties aren't contiguous?
They'd have to stay with the majority of the vote in the majority of the counties.
Right.
So if Butte County didn't vote to leave, I'm sorry,
exactly.
Butte. It's suddenly a democracy. The majority rules.
That is the county I was going to bring up.
Aren't we all? Yeah.
So and then the Board of Supervisors would have to ratify the vote, right? Am I correct in that?
No.
Well, it would be as with any election.
Yeah. Well, he's asking if the
they would have to certify the election.
Right.
Certify.
Results.
That's right.
But that's the ROV office anyway.
Yeah, just as with any election.
Right.
And their power would only be within their county.
Right.
Yeah, it would only be to certify the validity of the election.
Right.
Not to say, well, Butte County doesn't want to leave, so the Board of Supervisors gets to vote on it. No.
Well, just think, this vote might even force hand counting.
Ooh, wow.
And, you know, we all know that Humboldt is blue. You know,
and that's why it's included in coastal California. Yeah.
Exactly. But the one county I was kind of concerned about was Del Norte.
Well, let me give you some background on that.
I've seen that they've kind of gone a bit red compared to before.
Yeah,
yes, they have.
Definitely.
Okay, cool. All right.
And I know a couple of their supervisors over there, Jimmy, and they are definitely conservative. And Del Norte did actually have a vote way back when, if you can recall that. They had a vote. They had it on their as a measure on their county ballot, and it came within about 400 votes, but that was because the union was told we would dissolve unions.
For all the government workers there, which is the majority in that county.
Exactly.
And if you look at the 2024 election, Del Norte went red.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah, So one more thing before I get off the phone. Speaking of Del Norte County, so that's a coastal county, as we all know. You have a lot of fishing industry there. If we did this state split and Del Norte was part of the state of Jefferson, would you want to kind of put money into the ports there to
To have the deep water port. That's so important, yes.
Exactly. Okay. That's our window into the Pacific.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay, that's all I wanted to ask you guys. Great show. All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you,
Jimmy.
Stay
in touch. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay. So, yeah, I think that, you know, he had some great questions. He always does.
Mm-hmm.
And great insight.
Well, Kelly feeds him the questions.
He's just a mouthpiece.
He's just a pretty boy.
He's the eye candy of the family. Jimmy's eye candy.
After, let's assume, best possible case, and the state is split up into four separate parts, and the people in the counties are happy with where they have been allocated, then they would have 90 days after the formation of that new state to form committees to write new constitutions and to submit any documents necessary to the United States Congress to satisfy Article 4, Section 4, of the United States Constitution, which guarantees a Republican form of government.
Well, we could share our Constitution with them.
We can, and we are very willing to do that. We have a perfectly good Constitution.
We do.
Yes, we do.
Just sitting there waiting. And you're not obligated to take it all. You can tweak it, but you would have to form the committees to write the Constitution and to submit this to the federal government.
Correct.
So maybe that answers your question when it would be up to the new state to submit the documents to the federal government for approval.
Okay. And committees of separation.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
You know, in other words, who gets the Caltrans trucks? And we were told years ago, in fact, when
Kamala Harris.
Yeah, who was our attorney general at the time. She said that if the state split did happen, that the equipment here is our equipment here.
Because it was bought for here.
It was bought for here.
Yep.
And so, and same thing with the schools and all the other stuff.
Yep. Everything would stay. All the assets would stay.
Any state property within the geographical area would remain with the new state.
That's right. And of course, you know, with your particular county also, it would be the same thing.
So immediately run down and take VIN numbers and
exactly right. So you get the new stuff, not the old stuff.
Make sure they don't take it out.
They want to trade us, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that that was a great explanation, Janet. And I think that we need to do this show again or maybe even repeat it. And I'm going to say that, folks, because I know people don't like a repeat of a show, but I think there was a lot of information here to dissect.
It's good information.
Good information. And you know, we will be doing – we did a podcast on this on Mountaintop Media. If you go back, I think it should have hit Rumble and Facebook. Just all you have to do is to search engine – State, a Jefferson State of Mine, M-I-N-E, the podcast. Jefferson State of Mine, M-I-N-E, the podcast. And it'll pop up on Rumble, and it'll pop up on Facebook. It was the last, video we did, very last podcast we did. And we have one there on the Second Amendment to Mark Baird's court case. And that sort of segues into this, into what we talked about today. But I think that Janet really made it clear on this, and I really hope you guys share this And again, you know, what we have to be looking at is that, you know, if you've got questions, there's people out there I know that want to help. We will need to pay for this eventually, but we'll have a website up and running soon.
Hopefully very soon, yes. Okay. Hopefully. We're working on it. Yep. Yep.
One of the reasons that we have separated this into the four areas for the voting, a majority of the people in the majority of the counties in each area, is so that the large population counties cannot overrule everybody else.
Correct.
I mean, Los Angeles could vote it all down if they got to vote on whether or not we form a North California or an East California.
Right.
We have a quick call here from Dave. Dave, what say you?
I had a question about Butte County. I think your caller or one of you said something about Butte County.
I think what the caller said was that they felt Butte County was blue. I think that's what anyway, go ahead. What's your question?
Yeah, I don't think Butte County would go with that. Several years ago, I think the Board of Supervisors wouldn't even let us vote on it. And we've got a lot of people from Southern California who moved up here who are blue. And we've got the rest are rhinos who are Republicans. And for instance, we just passed the sales tax here, okay, in the last election by 67%. That'll raise our sales tax a full percent.
Sounds like you need to move. Sounds like you need to move, brother. You got to move to another county. But I mean, in essence, what happens if you've got some legislation out there, and there is Butte County is just one of the counties who would be voting in that particular situation, and if in fact they didn't want to do it, and let's say there's 12 counties, 11 counties want to do it, Butte doesn't want to do it. Too bad, so sad. That's what happens.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that's the way it would work out.
It is.
Assuming you guys even get it on the ballot, how many signatures do you have to gather for that?
It would be approximately 1.6 million signatures, but that's statewide.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like a really hard thing to do.
Not when it's statewide.
You've got 40 million, okay. Well, 38 million.
It isn't really when it's statewide. I mean, you're just talking about, yeah. It's not.
We know it can be done because Tim Draper's California's.
Yeah.
It got enough signatures to qualify for the ballot.
Yeah, they didn't. The Supreme Court of the state of California shot that down for environmental reasons. But I'll let Mark Baird explain that on another program. Anyway, that's the deal. And I think that really and truly, it's just in a lot of cases, as Mark Baird has said a lot of times, we get the government we allow.
That's right.
So if you got something you don't like in Butte, or maybe you do like Butte, if you like Butte the way it is, hey, knock yourself out. If you don't like, I guess the people in Paradise, I'm sure, are really thrilled about what happened up there.
And also, what would be North California, there are 20 counties included.
Right.
So in order to pass, it would require a majority vote of the people in 11 of those counties.
Right.
And if Butte votes no, well, that's the way it goes. You're part of those, and you aren't contiguous to any other state, so you'd have to go along with it.
Well, keep in mind, too, Alaska, it has islands that of its territory that are intermixed with Canada, so that are dispersed that way, so those islands aren't contiguous. So how does that work?
You mean the Aleutian Islands?
Well, along the coast,
more down towards Juneau.
Yeah, that
strip along
the.
Well, anyway, we only got about 50 seconds left.
A question for another day. Well, I'm just throwing it out there. But and Butte County can pay tolls into our North State.
No,
I mentioned, they could pay tolls coming and going into our state.
The whole purpose of this is to make sure that it is a contiguous state.
Correct, and I get that, I get that.
All right. So go to Mountaintop Media.
Yes.
And if you go to Jefferson State of Mind, MINE, the podcast, you will find a very good podcast with the explanation of this. And it was one of the last two we did, but you'll see it on there. You'll be able to recognize it.
And you can listen to the show again if you want to. Go to archive and KCNR. 1460.com. You can listen to this show and former shows anytime, 24/7. We've got about 13 years worth of shows listed on there.
Si, senor.
Something like that.
So with that, Mama Jefferson, amazing. Thank you so much, folks.
Amen.
Share this program.
Go Trump.
Amen.
Go Trump. Woo! Party tomorrow.
As excited as I am, I still have that niggling fear that something will happen between now and then, and I don't want it to.
Oh, stop it.
I know.
Stop
it.
Time is good.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Amen.
Hey, CJ, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.